Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard here on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies. I'm your host. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week right here on Building the Bakken Radio, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Building the Bakken is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talks, just conversations about facts of the energy industry, the development of communities. Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and the industry who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the oil and gas industry. And I say and the oil and gas industry because technology is changing so many things in the world of oil and gas, and it's having a ripple effect through the entire economy. That's why this program is so important today. We talk with Cindy Sanford from North Dakota Job Service about what they're hiring for out in the Bakken right now. Kylie Roth with the Rough Rider Center out in Watford City gives an update on what's happening in the heart of the Bakken oil field. Energy writer and columnist Stephen Hines opines a little bit on climate change. The editor of the Oil Man magazine, Sam Cook, previews their upcoming issue. And an update from the Davis Refinery and the Meridian Energy Group. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. And the light switch turns your tongue sour. There's no way to explain how this got that way. It's the same reason the sky's blue when you believe. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Edward Martinez, president at Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants.
Literally the most controlled facility with the lowest level of emissions for similar-sized operations of any that have been permitted that I'm aware of in the U.S. And as a matter of fact, I've kidded with Meridian that, you know, the majority of the industry is not necessarily going to be very happy with them establishing this precedence. and you know, their comment was, you know, we want to be the greenest facility out there. We don't have a problem with setting the precedence. And you know, if that's what everybody else has to do going forward in the future, then, you know, so be it. We need to, if this is what we can do, that's what we have to do.
So
they have been very, very supportive of aggressively implementing controls across the board so that we can bring the emissions down to the point where, you know, for a major facility of this size, we have submitted the application for the air permit as a synthetic minor source, which means we brought the controls down to the point where it is considered a minor source from the standpoint of their level of emissions.
When I spoke to the CEO of Meridian Energy Group a few weeks ago, William Prentice, you know, when I hear what you're saying about the standards in the industry, given the fact that there has not been refineries built in the United States, is this going to set the new standard for refineries going forward, in your opinion?
Well, I essentially, the way that the regulatory process works for air permits, you know, once a facility establishes that a level of control can be met, it establishes essentially a regulatory target for, okay, that's what other facilities should do in the future. And so it makes it harder for other facilities to not... To say that they can't do that level of control, you know, for some technical reason, because then a regulator can point to, in this instance, this facility and say, well, they were able to do it, you know, at Meridian. Why can't you do it in California?
That's got to be good.
So, and from that standpoint, it does essentially establish somewhat of a precedence for the industry, yes.
I was going to say, that's got to be good news for an organization like yours that works on this and helps out and is a part of the team to create the industry standard. I would imagine that at the very least, there's got to be some consulting work out of all the future ones.
Well, we are hopeful of that, yes. one caveat on that. I mean, this is a new facility. It's, and so from the standpoint of implementing new equipment, et cetera, it would establish those standards. I think, you know, for existing facilities, there's still the potential of, okay, there may be a reason from a technological standpoint, et cetera, why a retrofit would not be able to implement to the same level of controls.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate the time. It's Edward Martinez, and it's pronounced Zia Environmental Engineers. Is that correct?
Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants.
Okay, good. I've got that correct now. So, well, is there any final words, any final thoughts that you might have either about the Davis Refinery, your company, or the industry in general?
Well, specific to the industry in general, I mean, you know, obviously we're excited that with the implementation of this refinery, it's able to show what's possible, and that, you know, based on that, hopefully there will be a more potential for other similar refineries in the future, because I think that's needed within the industry to maximize the profitability of the resource, specifically within the U.S. The market in general, we're obviously very hopeful that the next few years will be very active, and especially as relates to moving a lot of the exploration projects of the last several years into production. So we'll cross our fingers, and hopefully we'll see more projects similar to this going forward.
To listen to the full-length interview with Edward Martinez, President and CEO of Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants, or listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And be sure to join our Facebook family at facebook.com/thecrudelife. Be a part of the Crude Life family, Building the Bakken, and other programs we have. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
I wasn't too late and I wasn't too soon. Yes, I was born on the first day of my life. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And please follow our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Listen to us on iTunes as well. Search The Crude Life. New and free downloads every single week on iTunes. Search for The Crude Life on iTunes.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.